Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Rami Bar Chama said, HaMachamer Acher Behemta B'Shabbos, one who leads his loaded animal on Shabbos by goading him with his voice, B'Shogeg Chayv Chatas B'Meizid Chayv Skila. If he does so B'Shogeg, he's Chayv Chatas, and if he does so B'Meizid, he's Chayv to be killed by stoning. Rava asked that if one is machamer b'shogeg, he should be exempt from being a chattis, because it's learned through a hekesh that one is only chayv a chattis if the act was done in a similar fashion to one who worships avodah zorah. Just as one who performs avodah zorah does a physical action, so too one is only chayv a chattis if one does a physical action. In the case of machamer, one is merely calling the animal. So on this doubt, Rav Zvi taught that Rami Bar Chama accepted Rav's objection and ruled, HaMachamer Acher Behemta B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Eino Chayv Chattis B'Meizid Chayv Skila. If one leads his loaded animal B'Shogeg, he is Pater from bringing a Chattis, and if he does so B'Meizid, he's Chayv to be killed by stoning. The Gemara brings another opinion. The above statement attributed to Rabbi Bar Chama was actually said by Rabbi Yochanan. Additionally, the correct statement is that if one did Machamer B'Shogeg, one is exempt from a Chattis, and if he did it B'Meizid, he's exempt even from Malkus, from Lashes, for violating Elosa, say a negative commandment. And the Gemara goes on to explain why. Point number two, a brice was brought that stated, the Rabban Gamliel's donkey was once loaded with honey as Shabbos began, and Rabban Gamliel did not want to unload the donkey until Motzi Shabbos, and the animal died Motzi Shabbos. After the Gemara determines that the honey was spoiled and therefore Muksa, explains that Rabban Gamliel did not permit bringing pills and cushions to be placed under the containers because he held that Sar Bali Chaim the Rabbanan, causing suffering to a living creature is only the Rabbanan, and therefore it does not override the Rabbanan of being mevat koy mehechano, nullifying the preparedness of a vessel. And point number three, Abai saw Rabbah sliding his son down the back of a donkey on Shabbos and said to him that what he was doing was prohibited as he was mishtamish bebali chaim. He was making use of a living creature. This is forbidden by the Rabban unless he come to ride on it and tear a branch off a tree to use as a whip, which would be a violation of the malach of kotzer of reaping. So Rabbah answered, Stadin hen, but stadin lo gazru b'hu Rabbanan. These are merely the sides of the donkey that I'm using, and the Rabbanan never decreed a prohibition regarding the sides of an animal. So once again, the three points are, number one, on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Rami Bar Chama said, HaMachamer Acher Behemta B'Shabbos, one who leads his loaded animal on Shabbos by goading him with his voice, B'Shogeg Chayv Chattis B'Meizid Chayv Skila. If he does so B'Shogeg, he's Chayv Chattis, and if he does so B'Meizid, he's Chayv to be killed by stoning. Rabbi asked that if one's Machamer B'Shogeg, he should be exempt from bringing a chattis because it's learned through a hekesh that one is only chayv a chattis if the act was done in a similar fashion to one who worships avodah zorah. Just as one who performs avodah zorah does a physical action, so too one is only chayv a chattis if one does a physical action. In the case of machamer, one is merely calling the animal. On this daf, Rav Zvi taught that Rami Bar Chama accepted Rav's objection and ruled, HaMachamer Acher Behemta B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Eino Chayv Chattis B'Meizid Chayv Skila. If one leads his loaded animal B'Shogeg, he's Pater from bringing a chattis, and if he does so B'Meizid, he's Chayv to be killed by stoning. The Gemara brings another opinion that the above statement attributed to Rami Bar Chama was actually said by Rabbi Yochanan. Additionally, the correct statement is that if one did Machamer B'Shogeg, one is exempt from a chattis, and if he did it B'Meizid, he's exempt even from Malkus, from lashes, for violating Elosa, a negative commandment. And the Gemara goes on to explain why. Point number two, a brice was brought that stated that Rabban Gamliel's donkey was once loaded with honey as Shabbos began, and Rabban Gamliel did not want to unload the donkey until Motzi Shabbos, and the animal died Motzi Shabbos. After the Gemara determines that the honey was spoiled, and therefore Muksa, it explains that Rabban Gamliel did not permit bringing pills and cushions to be placed under the containers because he held that Sar Bali Chaim the Rabban, causing suffering to a living creature, is only the Rabbanan, and therefore it does not override the Rabbanan of being Mevata Koy Me'ochano, nullifying the preparedness of a vessel. And point number three, Abai saw Rabbah sliding his son down the back of a donkey on Shabbos and said to him that what he was doing was prohibited as he was Mishtamish Bebali Chaim. He was making use of a living creature, and this is forbidden with Rabbanan unless he come to ride on it and tear a branch off a tree to use as a whip, which would be a violation of the Malach of Kotzer, reaping. So Rabbah answered, Tzadin hen, but Tzadin lo gazer b'hu Rabbanan. These are merely the sides of the donkey that I'm using, and the Rabbanan never decreed a prohibition regarding the sides of an animal. All right, so now we go to our Simra Kuf Nun Dalet, and one of the popular suggestions was Canada. We had Canadian hockey players. We had maple syrup bottles with the Canadian flags. We had our friendly Canadian Mountie. And the other very popular suggestion was candy in lots of different variations. We had Candyland, candy shop owners. But I'm going to go with the Shul Candyman, which a lot of people suggested. So the Shul Candyman will be our siman for Kuf Nandod. Thank you, everybody, for making your suggestions. And here goes. The Shul Candyman, famous for leading his candy-laden donkey using his voice, didn't know what to tell the children when he found his donkey dead under a ton of spoiled honey, and they would no longer be able to use it as a slide. Once again, in slow motion. The Shul Candyman, that must be Ron Duff, Kuf Nandod. The Shul Candyman, famous for leading his candy-laden donkey using his voice, which reminds us, on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Rami Bar Chama said, "Hamachamer Acher Behemdo B'Shabbos, one who leads his loaded animal on Shabbos by goading him with his voice, B'Shogeg Chayv Chatas B'Mezid Chayv Skila. If he does so B'Shogeg, he's Chayv Chatas, and if he does so B'Mezid, he's Chayv to be killed by stoning." Rava asked that if one is Machamer B'Shogeg, he should be exempt from bringing a Chatas, because it's learned through a Hekesh that one is only Chayv Chatas if the act was done in a similar fashion to one who worships Avodah Zorah. Just as one who performs Avodah Zorah does a physical action, so too one is only Chayv Chatas if one does a physical action. In the case of Mechamer, one is merely calling the animal. So on this stuff, Rav Zvi taught that Rami Bar Chama accepted Rav's objection and ruled, HaMechamer Acher Behemto B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Eino Chayv Chatas, but Meizid Chayv Skila. If one leads his loaded animal B'Shogeg, he is Pater from bringing a Chatas, and if he does so B'Meizid, he is Chayv to be killed by stoning. But more brings another opinion, that the above statement attributed to Rami Bar Chama was actually said by Rabbi Yochanan. Additionally, the correct statement is that if one did Machamer B'Shogeg, one is exempt from Achatis, and if he did B'Mezid, he's exempt even from lashes for violating a losase, a negative commandment, which the Gemara goes on to explain why. So the Shul Candyman, famous for leading his candy-laden donkey using his voice, didn't know what to tell the children when he found his donkey dead under a ton of spoiled honey, which reminds us of Bryce was brought that stated, the Rabban Gamliel's donkey was once loaded with honey as Shabbos began, and Rabban Gamliel did not want to unload the donkey until Motzi Shabbos, and the animal died Motzi Shabbos. After the Gemara determines that the honey was spoiled, and therefore muksa, it explains that Rabban Gamliel did not permit bringing pillows and cushions to be placed under the containers, because he held that Tsar Baal Chaim the Rabbanan, causing suffering to a living creature, is only the Rabbanan, and therefore it does not override the Rabbanan of being mevatel kol mehechano, nullifying the preparedness of a vessel. So the Shul Candyman, famous for leading his candy-laden donkey using his voice, didn't know what to tell the children when he found his donkey dead under a ton of spoiled honey, and they would no longer be able to use it as a slide. Which reminds us, Abai saw Rabba sliding his son down the back of a donkey on Shabbos, and said to him that what he was doing was prohibited, as he was mishtamish b'balei chaim, he was making use of a living creature. This is forbidden by the Rabban unless he come to ride on it and tear a branch off a tree, to use a whip, which would be a violation of the malach of kotzer, reaping. So Rabbi answered, "Tzadin hen, tzadin lo gazu b'rabban. These are merely the sides of the donkey that I'm using, and the Rabban never decreed a prohibition regarding the sides of an animal." So once again, the Shul Candyman, famous for leading his candy-laden donkey using his voice, didn't know what to tell the children when he found his donkey dead under a ton of spoiled honey, and they would no longer be able to use it as a slide. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.